From Chicago, it's the Old St. Pat's podcast series, Currents, awakening to the flow of spirit in our lives. Today, we welcome Bob Kolatorowicz. Bob directs spiritual learning programs at Old St. Patrick's Church, and in this episode, reflects on inclusion and how it makes all the difference.
I don't remember the date. Maybe it was early summer. I can't say for sure. But I do know the place. It was on Wabash Avenue, somewhere between Madison and Monroe Streets. I was a college kid then, browsing up and down the aisles of Crocs and Brentanos. A little side note here. In my younger days, Crocs and Brentanos was the bookstore hangout in the Chicago Loop. Anyway, I was browsing up and down the aisles of Crocs when I experienced a bit of an epiphany. You know, epiphany being a polite word for finally recognizing a truth that's been right in front of your nose all along. And though my years as a student had exposed me to a fair amount of philosophy, theology, and literature, this moment when things just clicked did not occur while I was reading anything I had picked up from the literature, philosophy, or religion shelves at Crocs. Instead, this little flash of understanding happened as I turned a corner into the greeting card aisle and encountered what I believed and still believe to be the most Catholic words ever uttered. There, amid the selection of greeting cards, was a packet of party invitations. What caught my eye that afternoon, and my religious imagination forever, was the cartoon image of the Peanuts comic strip character, Charlie Brown. The image on the cover of the card was of a beaming Charlie Brown holding an open envelope and his own invitation to a party. Next to his round head, floating in his dialogue bubble, was that most sublime Catholic truth. The often excluded Charlie Brown was smiling and proclaiming the good news. We've all been invited. We've all been invited. It just clicked. Whatever it is that God has in mind for us, it is not just for some of us. It is for all of us. Not just the all of us that you or I know, but the entire everyone who is, was, or will be. Everybody. Sure, I know it's a little over the top to read so much into a greeting card, but that smile on Charlie Brown's face, I don't think it's there just because he's been invited. In my religious imagination, I like to believe that's the smile that reflects the joy and peace of learning that we've all been invited. No one is excluded. No one. Scholars tell us that the word Catholic comes from the Greek word meaning moving throughout the whole, embracing all, universal. So claiming the name Catholic for our religious experience and tradition means nothing if we don't begin with an emphatic affirmation to the good news that, yes, Charlie Brown, we've all been invited. It's no secret that we long to be invited. From the depths of our soul, we long to be known, to be remembered, to be included, to feel that you belong, to hear that your presence is desired, to know that someone is holding a place for you, to be told that your absence will be missed and will leave the gathering incomplete. In the language of spirit, we long for the grace of being together, of communion, and there is no doubt that this communion, too, is holy. Not to be invited, to be unrecognized, to be forgotten, to be purposefully excluded, to wonder if you belong, to be told it would be better if you could find somewhere else to be, to learn there is no place for you, to hear that it makes little difference if you are here or not. We know that is pain. It's the pain that follows all the sins of separation. Racism, sexism, religious intolerance, homophobia, ageism, and all the many other cruel ways we build walls between us. It would be difficult to read the Gospels and not recognize that Jesus is about healing the wounds of separation. It would be difficult to read the Gospels and not know that Jesus is inviting us into ever-widening circles of communion with each other and an even deeper communion with our God. So it's always such good news when we find ways to live out of our deepest connection to each other. And some of the best news about our church at Old St. Pat's is that we're always trying to make more room at the table. Do we fail? Yes, sometimes. So we ask forgiveness when we do. But we're learning. We're trying. Whether it's a commitment to welcoming newcomers, exploring interreligious dialogue, addressing immigration issues, acknowledging and celebrating the presence of our LGBTQ community, supporting refugee families, providing a stable and secure living environment for homeless youth. It's always inspiring to see so many people at Old St. Pat's willing to lead us into a deeper, more holy communion. This is worth celebrating. And why not? It's all just an echo of those most Catholic words ever uttered. We've all been invited.
Thank you to Bob Kolatorowicz for being on today's episode, and thank you for listening. For more information about resources available at Old St. Pat's, please visit our website at oldstpats.org. To stay up to date with new episodes, please follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. I'm Kate Anderson. You've been listening to the Old St. Pat's Podcast.